2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
Where KSL offers Utah deeper insights on the news.
Host Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason
and elevates the conversation on issues crucial to our community.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, with all the hyper-partisanship and a lot of the division coming from the extremes of the political parties, it's easy to get a little bit discouraged in terms of where we are as a country and where we go next. I'm always renewed after going to our nation's capital and just being there and just sensing that cradle of freedom that is the United States of America, where those liberties are so important. And I always come back renewed and rejuvenated. And, of course, Monday and Tuesday this week, I was there in Washington, D.C., and I keep coming back to this idea that there's a lot that we can come out of these challenging times. Martin Luther King Jr., I think, said it best. It's chiseled into the side of his great monument there in our nation's capital. Out of the mountain of despair, a stone of hope. And I found a stone of hope in an interesting place, in New York City, of all places. And as we roll into the 4th of July, we, of course, celebrate some of our first freedoms, the freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion. And while these liberties do seem to be under attack today, I take great strength in our nation's founders' understanding that they were absolutely essential to the success of the new nation. And why did they believe that? And how did they connect that to help us create a more civil society? And so the stone of hope that I found in New York City came from former senator, former vice presidential nominee for the Democrats, Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, and had the opportunity to sit down with Senator Lieberman as part of a project we're working on for our friends at KSL-TV. And part of this interview with Senator Lieberman will air next week on KSL-TV News. And as well as some other things that we'll do in the fall. But I wanted to share just a couple little snippets of some of the founding father conversations that we had, some things that give me some hope rolling into a 4th of July weekend, even in the midst of all the other turmoil in the country. And as I was talking with Senator Lieberman, we talked about John Adams and a letter that he wrote to the Massachusetts militia about 11 years after the Constitution had been ratified, saying that the Constitution was built for a moral, religious, and faith-filled people. And I asked Senator Lieberman about religion's role in the public square.
George Washington, in the farewell address, said, and I'm paraphrasing, "Do not suppose that America will be a moral nation without the power of faith and religion." But I think what Washington meant by that was, we are in our Constitution and our first laws creating a government of limited powers. We are not going to tell everyone what to do at every moment, because then we wouldn't be a free people. We'd be back to a monarchy or a dictatorship. So there have to be other sources, other motivations for good behavior that are non-governmental. And Washington and a lot of the founding fathers felt that there was none better to play that role than religion. That was true then, and it's true today.
Many people are familiar with Senator Lieberman's deep belief in his Jewish faith and the impact that had in so many crucial moments over the course of his distinguished career. Senator Lieberman went on to say that even though the founders believed that the Constitution was built for a religious, for a virtuous people, He said it was also significant that the founders didn't establish a state religion and why that was so significant.
The amazing thing, of course, about the founders is that they did that, although they were all really Christians, they did it without creating an official religion. In fact, in the First Amendment, they decreed that there could not be ever in America the establishment of a official religion.
I asked Senator Lieberman specifically about all of these first freedoms and how they are all so interconnected, and how that interconnectedness of freedom of the press, freedom of speech, right to assemble, how all of those things help us foster and create a more civil society.
If all those freedoms articulated both in the Constitution and then certainly in the Bill of Rights don't connect, we're not a free people. Once I went with a delegation of senators to it. It was Uzbekistan, and there was a man named Karimov who was the dictator there. And being good American senators, we raised the question of human rights. So he said, if I'm not mistaken, all of you senators are either Christian or Jewish. So I urge you, this is a majority Muslim country. Talk to the Jewish and Christian citizens of my country and ask them if they have freedom of religion. So we actually met with a group of human rights activists in Uzbekistan the next day at the U.S. Embassy. So we asked them the question, and they said, well, generally speaking, he's right. We have freedom of religion. But if we say the slightest word of criticism toward the dictator, regardless of our religion, we're in jail.
So as long as you have that freedom of speech up until you criticize someone or that you disagree with the government, that's not really freedom. The senator went on to say that we have to have all of the freedoms. Again, this interconnectedness, this was such a fascinating part of the discussion that I had with former Senator Lieberman in his offices there in New York City yesterday. And he talked about the fact that free speech, not just freedom of religion, that we have to have all of those components, that there is this interconnectedness that's absolutely vital to sustaining American freedom.
It wasn't enough just to have freedom of religion. It also had to be matched with political freedom and freedom of the press, particularly, which in a lot of countries does not exist. So religious freedom is a premise, and I think faith is a premise for a lot of the rights that were embraced in our Constitution. But freedom of religion is not enough and hasn't been enough in America to make us a truly free society. We have to have all those other freedoms that are dear to us.
Senator Lieberman has such an interesting perspective on so many things. And as I mentioned, we'll be sharing a lot of this through KSL-TV next week. You can see that on Tuesday and Wednesday in a series next week. And I asked the senator about taking that oath to protect and defend the Constitution and what that meant. We hear a lot about the Constitution, especially in light of big Supreme Court cases. I asked what it meant to him to take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution.
When I took those oaths, I really took it to be sacred. And as you well know, the tradition is to put your hand on a Bible when you do it, because it does make it an oath. You know, the commandment that tells us not to use God's name in vain is in part about not taking God's name to make an oath that you then don't keep, that promise, the promise of the oath. So it's meant to me that I had to do whatever I could really to uphold the principles in the Constitution and most fundamentally to keep America a country that was truly free and where there was equal opportunity.
Finally, the senator said that of all the freedoms, he takes an oath to defend in the Constitution, freedom of religious origin is the real power.
The rights to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, equal rights, were not originated by the great statesman who wrote the Declaration of Independence. They are the gift of our Creator, the endowment of our Creator, as the Declaration of Independence says. So that's the premise of everything else that follows. And if you believe that, then you have to believe, as most people of faith do, that we're all created equally. We're all created in the image of God. So it's the eternal foundation for the freedoms that the Constitution provides.
Great insight, as always, from our friend Senator Joe Lieberman, and we'll share more of that tomorrow. And then, as I mentioned, KSL-TV5 will also be sharing some pieces in a series we'll do with them starting next Tuesday and Wednesday. And all of this, I think, is so vital in the backdrop of everything going on. I love how he brought it all together in a very specific example in Uzbekistan, that you can say you have rights, but if you only have those rights until you do something that the government disagrees with you on and you end up in jail, those aren't real freedoms. And as Senator Lieberman rightly pointed out, that America, you know, has to be a moral nation, that without the power of faith in it, and Washington recognized that. And I think they all recognize that, that if we don't have all of those first freedoms together, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that it is this rule of law, and that it does create space for a civil society and for individuals to flourish. And that's why, rolling into our July 4th weekend, I still have great confidence. I watch people from around the world in our nation's capital Monday and Tuesday this week. They know we have something special here. I hope we remember that as well. We'll be right back.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.